This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel published video on Sunday of what it described as a tunnel dug by Palestinian militants under the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital, a focus of its search and destroy missions against Hamas in a war now in its seventh week. While acknowledging it has a network of hundreds of kilometers of secret tunnels, bunkers, and access shafts throughout the Palestinian enclave, Hamas has denied that these are located in civilian infrastructure like hospitals. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel says Yemen's Houthi rebels have seized an Israeli-linked ship in a crucial Red Sea shipping route and taken the 25-member crew hostage, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Iran-backed Houthis confirmed they hijacked the ship over its connection to Israel and took the crew as hostages on Sunday. The group's warning it would continue to target ships in international waters that were linked to or owned by Israelis until the end of Israel's campaign against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the crew members came from a range of countries, but that no Israelis had been on board the Bahamas-flagged Galaxy Leader. The Israeli military has called the hijacking a very grave incident of global consequence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Aid trickled into the Gaza Strip on large trucks Sunday, and a few more evacuees left the embattled territory amid the Israel-Hamas war. More than two-thirds of Gaza's population of 2.3 million have fled their homes, the vast majority of them internally displaced. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is struggling to provide basic services to hundreds of thousands of people sheltering in and around schools and other facilities. This is VOA News. A right-wing populist, Javier Milei, will become the next president of Argentina after promising a dramatic shakeup to the state in a fiercely polarized campaign. Milei says Argentina's situation is critical, and he is promising to do drastic changes once he takes over the presidency of the third-largest economy in Latin America. Milei addressed supporters late Sunday that chanted "President, President," and "Liberty, Liberty" when he took the stage. Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96, just days after it was announced she was going into hospice care along with her husband, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They were the longest married presidential couple in U.S. history. Their marriage was a full partnership, from the Navy to the family farm to politics, which Rosalynn Carter said she loved. First campaigning and then becoming a top presidential advisor, advocating for mental health and caregivers. The Carters had spent their time out of the White House establishing the Carter Center and building homes with Habitat for Humanity.
It is never a sacrifice to be a part of Habitat. It's always a blessing.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rangers in northern Australia have started managing herds of feral animals with satellites. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports it's the largest project of its kind in Australia, and it's being called the Space Cows Project.
Water buffalo were imported into Australia's Northern Territory in the 19th century. In wetlands, they move along pathways called swim channels, which have caused salt water to flow into freshwater plains. Under the so-called Space Cows program, feral cattle and buffaloes are being rounded up, tied to trees, and fitted with solar-powered tags that can be tracked by satellites. Scientists say the real-time data will be critical to controlling and predicting the movement of the feral herds, which are notorious for trashing the landscape. Phil Mercer, VOA News. Sydney.
A hat belonging to Napoleon Bonaparte when he was French emperor sold for a record of nearly 2 million euros at a French auction on Sunday, the auction house said. It went for 1.932 million euros or $2.1 million, breaking the previous record for a Napoleonic hat. The hat is in Napoleon's trademark colors, black with the French flag's blue, white, red as insignia, and attracted interest from collectors the world over, auctioneers said, declining to give the identity or nationality of the eventual buyer. It was last owned by a businessman who died last year. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.